I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. North Korea's attack this week on a South Korean island resulted in a political casualty today. South Korea's defense minister quit. He'd been criticized for what some considered an inadequate response to the North Korean bombardment. The key to reducing tensions on the Korean Peninsula may rest with North Korea's ally, China. The U.S. is urging the Chinese now to rein in their neighbor, but it's unclear just how much leverage Washington has with Beijing these days. The BBC's diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus is in London. What realistically, Jonathan, can the U.S. do now to diplomatically get China on its side and lower the temperature on the peninsula?
It's very difficult. I think, for one thing, America has to show resolve in terms of reinforcing its strategic relationship with South Korea. And I think that is the motivation behind the dispatch of the carrier battle group, which is going to be conducting joint exercises with the South Korean Navy. The problem is, of course, is you're right. All roads lead through Beijing. If anybody is to have any influence with the North Korean regime, then it's really the Chinese who have to bring that influence to bear. The difficulty is, I think, that China is ambivalent. It's ambivalent in one sense because it is the chief backer of the North Korean government. It does not want North Korea to collapse because many people argue this would simply see a wave of millions of refugees flooding across China's border with North Korea. So therefore, the Chinese do not really want to do anything that is going to bring untold pressure to bear on Pyongyang. But by the same token, what limited influence they do have seems to be insufficient to make the North Koreans desist from this kind of behavior. Remember, a warship sunk back in March, a South Korean warship, with the loss of some 46 lives. Now, just a few months later, the shelling of this South Korean island.
So if the United States then is trying to persuade China to do the right thing, and China, you say, is ambivalent, is that because it doesn't see doing the right thing the same way the United States does in terms of North Korea, or does it really not have all the cards to play?
One factor is that China's influence over North Korea is probably overstated. I mean, there are very few people that have any influence. It's not called the Hermit Kingdom for nothing. The Chinese, of anyone, have some influence, but that influence is probably not decisive. There's another set of problems, and that is, of course, that this sits within the wider framework of relations between the United States and Beijing. So there are a whole range of complicating political, diplomatic, and regional factors which come into play.
And just to delve into that a little bit in terms of Beijing and Washington, does China's growing economic clout in terms of owning a large portion of U.S. debt limit President Obama's options here?
I don't think that's so much the problem. I think the difficulty is that China, in many ways, is becoming a more assertive country. And now a rising and more self-confident China doesn't necessarily see the world in entirely the same way as the United States and its allies does. That's one factor. I think the other problem is that there is ambivalence in China about North Korea. China, of course, wants to be seen as a responsible player in the world, and being harnessed to a kind of renegade country in this way clearly doesn't do much for China's image. The problem in all of this is really to ascertain what it is that the North Koreans want. And the honest answer to that is we simply don't know. And it's that unpredictability that makes dealing with Pyongyang so difficult.
Right. And that's a point of pride for Pyongyang. I mean, we are unpredictable, call us irrational, but it means that we have the power because you don't know what we're going to do.
Well, absolutely.
Jonathan, President Obama's administration is saying, look, this may be just an isolated incident reflective of the change in power going on right now in North Korea from Kim Jong-il to his son Kim Jong-un. How do we know that the firing on a South Korean island may or may not hold the potential for escalation?
Well, we don't, and I think it very clearly does hold the potential for escalation. I mean, what this is not an isolated incident. It is part and parcel of a pattern of behaviour. It's an impossible situation, and one feels, I think, certainly some analysts you speak to on this side of the pond, that at the end of the day, the only answer may be to swallow one's pride and sit down and talk to them, because the potential for some episode of this kind getting out of control is just really too frightening to imagine.
All right. Thank you very much. The BBC's diplomatic correspondent, Jonathan Marcus, on the diplomacy now being played out over North Korea's military action against its neighbor, South Korea. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you. No problem.